Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's your girl Cy Brown, and thank you so much for checking out the show today. I'm sure everybody, just as I did, woke up to learn that Osama bin Laden is dead, and that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the fact that Osama bin Laden is dead, and where are we now, and what that means for us. Welcome to today's show. My name is Saida Brown, your host of the Cy Brown Morning Show. And the show is really about the journey of life and entrepreneurship for all of those, for all of you who listen to the show. Welcome. Our chat room is open, so thank you so much for listening and logging on and really taking an interest in this topic to listen to all of our past shows. You can always go to the archives in iTunes, so we welcome you to do that. We're coming up on our 3-year anniversary. Can you believe we've been rocking this show for 3 years now? I'm so incredibly proud of all of us. But today's topic is very, very important because it affects history, it affects our global economy. It just has such an impact upon our everyday life. And last night I was watching television, and about 10:45. We kept getting these flashes that the president was about to make a speech, and I'm like, uh-oh, this can't be good. But I had no clue that it was about Osama bin Laden, and I don't think many people actually did. We were just kind of like, okay, now what? And I knew it wasn't about Donald Trump, so that I was assured about. And when they started making the announcements that Osama bin Laden was dead, I wasn't even sure what to think. I just knew things are different. Things have changed. The world in which we live has changed. And Soledad O'Brien tweeted, what is your take, and give me your thoughts. And I responded, and I put, the presidential election has changed. So much has happened. So much will be different from this point forward. And I actually tweeted, and it went to my Facebook page, that Donald Trump was looking for, was out to get Obama's birth certificate while Obama was working to get bin Laden's death certificate. And I had so many likes on that and so many comments. But it's the truth. It's the absolute truth. We have so many important things to worry about in this world and in this economy and the implications behind the fact that Osama bin Laden is dead. I don't know what you were doing the day the towers hit, but I can tell you, for me, I had just moved to Atlanta, and I was chatting on AOL Instant Messenger, talk about a throwback, just really about how we felt that the towers had just fallen, and I'm like, yeah, right, it can't be so. And they actually did. And I just remember thinking, I've got to get back to New York. You know, when you're looking at, for me, as a New Yorker, when the Trade Center came down, I was frozen because it was such a part of history. Plus, I grew up in Greenwich Village. I could almost walk to the World Trade Center from my house. And I remember thinking, so many times you would tell people, oh, just meet me at the Trade Center, or just meet me down the street, or just meet me, you know, by Sbarro's, which is a pizza parlor that was right in the World Trade Center. And for those hip-hop aficionados, you remember Diddy and Lil' Kim did a video where she's going up down the escalator, actually. That was the escalator in the World Trade Center. So, I mean, just it was just so such a part of my everyday life. So I was a little angry. Not so much that someone had the nerve to knock down the Twin Towers, but that they took away a part of Saida's history. And it left an indelible mark in my spirit and in my mind. But, you know, I was in Atlanta, and I just knew I had to get back to New York for whatever reason. And so now we hear that Osama bin Laden is dead. And now, just know, y'all better know, that there's going to be a lot of people who want to see a body, they want to see a death certificate, but in the spirit of Islam, you have to be buried within 24 hours. And the irony, listen to this, the irony of this is I was just interviewed for Crain's New York Business Magazine about being a Muslim in New York City. What are the chances? And the story hit the internet last night, and it's in this week's the Crain's New York hits newsstands today. So as soon as I finish the show, I'm dashing to Barnes and Noble. But it was about being a Muslim in New York City. But that's Islamic tradition. And I know when my grandmother died, if you weren't there, you missed it. She was buried within 24 hours. But for those that may not be sensitive to Islamic culture or tradition, which, you know, Jewish tradition is the same way, you have to be buried right away. So I'm wondering what implications that will have on those birthers and the people that actually may not believe that he's actually dead. The bigger story, the bigger story is, what is going to happen with gas prices? What is going to happen with the cost, the certain cost of the war? Is that going to now free up money? Is it going to cost us more money? Because one thing, and you best be sure and best be clear about this, that although Bin Laden is dead, that does not mean he did not have a number two or a number three. It's called succession planning. And let us not forget, this guy has been suffering from kidney problems for 10 years, if not longer. And to the best of my knowledge, from what I read, that he was even on dialysis. That I can't confirm. Oh, excuse me, everybody. But just be mindful, the same way this show is about the journey of life and entrepreneurship, and we all plan who's going to take over our business should something happen to us, I think we would be ignorant to believe that they did not plan for such a time as this. Nobody lives forever. So I just choose to believe that we are not totally free and out of the clear and in the clear of terrorism and those who want to make a threat against the United States. Let's be clear about that. I just want to read to you a blurb that is on the cover of the New York Times .com, where they are saying that he was the most wanted face of terrorism. So I just want to read this very, very quickly. I'm just waiting for it to pop up on my screen. I'm only going to read a blurb, but I will share it on my blog. You can just go to cybrownmorningshow.com and you'll read all about it. But Osama bin Laden, who was killed in Pakistan on Sunday, was the son of a Saudi elite whose radical violent campaign to recreate a 7th-century Muslim empire redefined the threat of terrorism for the 21st century. With attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon on September 11th, bin Laden was elevated to the realm of evil in the American imagination, once reserved for dictators like Hitler and Stalin. He was a new national enemy, his face on wanted posters, gloating on videotapes, taunting the United States and Western civilization. "Do you want bin Laden dead?" a reporter asked President George W. Bush 6 days after the September 11th attacks. "I want him. I want justice," the president answered. And there's an old poster out west, as I recall, that said, "Wanted, dead or alive." This is what we have to take away. Remember, the things that I share on this show are designed to help you think. Let me be clear about this. Let us not get so caught up in the hype that he's dead. I am so incredibly proud of our president. I am so incredibly proud of our families in the military who are out keeping us safe. But let's be clear, the threat may not be gone. So I'm watching TV, and I actually grew a little frustrated this morning while I was flipping through all of the news channels and all of the cable channels. It's like we go from one sensationalistic story to another, and I'm not dismissing the fact that he's dead, but follow my train of thought. Last week, we all talked about the hype of the royal wedding. I mean, the reporters descended upon Britain a week before the wedding, and it was nonstop, her dress, where they grew up, what kind of makeup, da, da, da. Well, now they got married on Friday. What now? We need something, a huge hyped-up story to talk about now. And please, I don't want to get nasty emails that I'm not patriotic or that I'm not American, that, you know, this is not a big, it is, but just be clear that we went from one sensationalized story to another. And this is how the media cycle works. Everybody has to be kept hyped, up. Just be mindful of what you read and how you interpret the stories that are delivered to you via traditional media. Because now, yes, Osama bin Laden is dead, but that does not necessarily mean we are free and clear of any threats of terrorism. That's number one. And number two, I find it odd that all of a sudden there's such fluctuations in the market. We have to look at oil. We have to look at the price of gold. We have to look at the price and cost of other overseas commodities. We have to take a real world view of what's going on in the global society and our global economy. This has such implications that may not be evident or apparent for months to come. My biggest prayer for everybody that listens to the show and that listens to this podcast is that you understand there is a huge, huge world out there. There is a huge world. There is a huge global society. Remember, I always talk about that we are here to change humanity based on our level of understanding. And if, in fact, that's the case, we always have to remember that there's something out there bigger than us and bigger than our zip code. And bigger than the block and street that we live on. And as we start to open our mind and expand our consciousness, understand the bigger implications, and let's not be so quick to just tap dance behind any story that we hear. Do your homework, do your research, do the necessary things to be able to bring into your consciousness knowledge so that you can understand and be mindful and understand what's going on where you are. It's really, really important that although we applaud our military, and I certainly support and applaud our president, I'm very, very happy, but let's be clear that the threat of terrorism is not over. There are still people out there, and I'm speaking as somebody from Islamic descent, with my whole family being Muslim on my mom's side, that there are people that don't like Americans. I'm hoping that our threat level decreases. I'm hoping that we can start to bring our troops home. It's my prayer that God really blesses our country and strengthens us as a people so we can get through this. But it's really my prayer that everybody who listens to this show opens their third eye, expands their consciousness, and is not easily led astray by the sensationalized media. Thank you so much for listening today, and always remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do, or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. I love you all, and I'll see you soon.